have to be happy first before you can before you even accumulate everything and find and get whatever it is that you want. You have to be at peace with yourself, joyful with yourself, happy with yourself. This one here is big, especially for, you know, especially for sisters, brothers that are single, you know, and you're looking for love. Look yourself in the mirror and tell me something. Would you date you? I find myself now laughing and talking to friends and saying, oh, I would date me in a heartbeat. And I don't even want to let me go when I date me.
Life is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Well, in a world where challenges are plentiful, it's easy for us to feel discouraged. Yet with enough guidance and support, most people can achieve more in life than they ever dreamed possible. Well, beyond your fears is everything you ever dreamed of. For the Dr. Stem Show, we'll give the voiceless a voice and the hopeless hope. And now, here she is, Dr. Stem.
Today I decided I want to talk about giving up so that you can get more of the things that will make your life much easier, more successful, and much happier. I know when you hear the word give up, like myself, I know when I thought of the topic, I thought give up? No, never, ever, ever, ever give up. But then I realized that if you're like me and I look at the year, because now it's about 60 days before the year ends. And when I look back and see what things worked and what didn't work, I realize that there's certain things that I have to give up in order for me to get what I want. So I decided, you know what, let me have a live discussion, you know, out loud with all of you right here on the Dr. Stem Show today about what are those things that you have to give up if 2018 and beyond are going to be different, if you're going to make it through, to go through with the plans that you put at the beginning of the year to make sure that they come to pass and some more, there are things that you have to give up in order for you to get more. Welcome to the Dr. Stem Show. I'm very excited to do this show with all of you today because guess what? Most of the time, when I bring these topics and I'm talking about them, I'm thinking through them, I do research during the week, it gives me also an opportunity to learn, but most of all, it gives me an opportunity to grow with all of you as I learn on the things that probably got in the way for me to get the things that I wanted to get this year. So, what I would do is I will just go through them, discuss them, give you examples. And as you hear them, you know, fill in the blanks and put in your own examples of, you know, what that means for you when I talk about giving up so that you can get more of the things that make your life much easier. Well, before I start, have you ever thought about it? That there are certain things that literally probably are values and beliefs and behaviors that you learned a long time ago and that you are set in your own ways, that sometimes that being set in your own ways gets in the way of you getting what it is that you want. For those of you that have advanced degrees like myself, do you find yourself knowing way too much? That at the same time, just because you have a master's degree or a doctorate degree, sometimes that in itself is a hindrance of you just doing the simple things, taking the simple chances and doing the, you know, things that probably you have to start from the beginning so that you can get, you know, the end that you want. But you have to give up a certain way of thinking. You have to give up a certain way of doing things. You have to give up some desires that you've had so that you can be at the beginning. I tell you, now I understand what it is that they were talking about when they said success is not you getting the billions and the millions and you have money in the bank. Success is the process of how you get there. How you grow, who you become when you are on your way up to that success, that's success. So I know I can't wait to have dinner or lunch with my boss. He probably will be like, I'm not your boss. But, you know, our director here at America Out Loud, Malcolm, because I know these are the topics that, you know, when we sit down, you know, him and I, we talk about the challenges, the journey of him putting this together, this radio station together that you all are enjoying and, you know, for all of us presenters are enjoying. It's been quite a journey, and I have seen and talked to him. So as I look at my own life and also see the challenges that I've had to endure this 2017, and now I'm getting to the end, and I'm so excited about 2018, that my 2018 starts now. My 2018 is right now. I'm excited about, you know, what I'm doing in 2018. I'm excited about where I'm going. I'm excited about taking chances again. I'm excited about this butterfly flying and doing things that I never thought that I could, even though they're all on my vision board. I know they're going to go above and beyond. So do you have your plans written out? Do you have a vision board of where it is that you want to go and what it is that you want? Because that's where it starts. We're talking today about giving up what, you know, some of those things that will get in the way of you getting to your vision board. The things that will get in your way of you getting what it is that you want. So if you don't even have those things written down, or you don't have a vision of what your life could look like or what you want it to look like, then guess what? That probably is the first thing that you need to give up, not having a plan. You need to give that up. That should be number one thing. Give up not having a plan. That means get yourself down and write what it is that you envision your life to be. You know, in the grand scheme of things, what does it look like? What are you doing with your life? Where are you? Who are you with? And what are some of the things that you're, you know, doing and having? And what are you enjoying? Do you hear music? Do you see water? What is it that you want your life to look like? So with that, I'll go on and talk about what it is that you need to give up, because I need to hear this. Because I'm ready. My life is written out. I know exactly where I'm going, but I need to know what are some of those things that are getting in the way. Give up your need to always be right. Probably when I say this, I should have written them, because I have notes that I'm reading here. I probably should have written it as give up my need to always be right. Because you know what? I know. Someone once said to me, you always want to be right. And I remember jumping at him, just like lashing and say, what do you mean? No, I don't always want to be right. I know that I'm not always right. And something about that conversation, when I calmed down and had a conversation with this gentleman, that I realized that I want what I want, and I demand what I want, and I do what I want with a little stubbornness in me. So yeah, it was enlightening. It was a revelation, and I knew that I needed to turn around, and I knew that I needed to take a look at that, because there's so many of us who cannot stand the idea of being wrong, wanting to always be right, even at the risk of ending great relationships or causing a great deal of stress, pain. I mean, most people don't care because they just want to be right. Well, I cared, and I knew that I needed to give that up. And I know now, because I'm more cognizant of it, that it's not always my way, and I don't have to have it all, you know, always my way. Neither does the other person have to give up their way so that I can have my way. So I'm more cognizant of it, you know, now, and I know now that there was that selfish part of me that I needed to give up. It's just not worth it. Whenever you feel the urge and need to jump into a fight over who's right and who's wrong, ask yourself this question: would I rather be right, or would I rather be kind? This is what Dr. Wayne Dyer, my mentor, I mean, I love Dr. Wayne Dyer. May he rest in peace. What difference would that make anyway, if you're right? Maybe it's just your ego that's getting fed. I now know it's just like, I'm so relaxed and so calm now that my peace comes before any fight of being right or any argument of being right. I just want to have a peace of mind, and I don't always have to be right. So that's an easy give up for me. How is it for you? Do you have the need to give that up, to give always being right up? The next thing that I want to talk about is giving up your need for control. That's another one that I struggled with. And it's almost like, you know how when you're talking to people that are alcoholics and, and you're at an AA meeting or in Narcotics Anonymous, and they talk about, the first thing that you have to do is to acknowledge that you do have an alcohol problem or a drug addiction problem, right? I have to admit that I have a control problem, because I think they go hand in hand, wanting to always be right and wanting to always be in control. Those are, they go hand in hand. I have that streak in me, but guess what? It's not as prevalent as it used to be, because now I know better. So you need to be willing to give up your need to always control everything that happens to you and around you, to control situations, events, people, whether they're loved ones, co-workers, or just strangers you meet on the street. Just allow them to be. Allow everything and everyone to be just as they are, and you will see how much better that will make you feel. I have a song that I always used to play when I was doing gospel music, motivation. I used to have the Dr. Stem Show gospel show. And I have a song that I like that I used to play. And the words for that song said, I always used to think that if I have a plan, that everything will go well. If I do things well, everything will go well. And unfortunately, no. They don't. So I love the fact that you have to give up your need for control. And when you do that, it's much more relaxing too, because then you let each man be for himself. Like my sister Nikki says, each man for himself. You allow each person to unfold as they are, and you allow them to be them. Because then, as I said in the beginning, you don't always have to be right, and you don't always have to have your way. So by letting it go, it all gets done. The world is won by those who let it go. But when you try and try, the world is beyond winning. That Lao Tzu that said that. Give up on blame. Give up on your need to blame others for what you have or don't have, for what you feel or don't feel. Stop giving your powers away and start taking responsibility for your life. A lot of people have had a start where probably, the parents were not there, or there was abuse that happened, or, they didn't have, they were poor in their setting. And all those things are some things that you see a person in their 50s and 60s still carrying that in their heart and saying, you don't understand what happened to me. And as much as, I'm a psychotherapist and I'm in practice, as much as I want to empathize and continue to support, for me, I think I would do them a disservice if I do that for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years in therapy, and someone is still grieving and still in that same place of hurt and pain. So what you have to do is you have to give up on blame, because this life is yours alone to live and to make it the way and the best way that you want to live it. That means you can literally take an eraser and erase those things. They're still there. I'm not saying they're completely gone. They're still there. But once you erase it, you can rewrite your life and start today to define your life the way that you want to define it, to find the things that worked for you that can help you to get to the next level. So you have to give up that blame or that looking back and seeing the relationship that didn't work, what the other person did or didn't do, how the kids have treated you or not treated you, what words, hurting words were said or not said. And some people might not want to forgive you, but you forgive yourself and forgive them and then continue to live your life. Because it's not about the other person forgiving you. It's not about the other person giving you permission to live your life. Give yourself permission to live life. Forgive yourself and forgive them and move on with life. Give up your self-defeating talk. This one is big. And a lot of people don't even realize that they're talking to themselves. They're saying things or thinking things that actually do come to pass. Most people don't even realize that. How many people are hurting themselves because of negative, you know, thinking, like I said, negative words that come out of their mouth, that they demean themselves, that they scare themselves and don't even realize it. That is because of what they're saying and thinking that is actually holding them back. So you're better off than that. You have to give yourself more credit than any other person can give yourself credit. You have to spread your wings and fly like there is no tomorrow, like you never will fall. And make sure that you try everything, and, you know, that you have desired, that your heart desires to do. Because then if my motto is, if anybody else can do it, why can't I? I'm just as human as anybody else. Black, green, yellow, pink, purple. We are all humans. The blood is red. So if they can do it, I will do it too. It might not be the same pace that I would have wanted it to be, but I'll get there. I'll get there with, you know, enough determination and passion and work. I'll get there. And that's the thing, that you have to give up talking to yourself as if you're not able or capable of being and doing what it is that you want to do, and encourage yourself. Give up your limiting beliefs. We all grow up being told something, seeing some values, seeing our families, our parents do something that they say this is the way that things work out in life. And then you grow up and you realize that, whoa, there are so many paths that you can take with your life and so much that you can do with your life. And you have permission to explore, you know, the things that you want to do with your life, to explore your own way, to rewrite your life your own way. So give up those limiting beliefs about what you can or cannot do, or what is possible or not possible based on how and, you know, you grew up and what it is that you saw or what it is that you believed. You can change those beliefs. From now on, you can no longer allow yourself to not do the things that you want to do because my parents never talked about it. My parents never did it this way. Or, you know, my siblings, my husband, my wife. It has to end with you, begin and end with you. I have a 74-year-old lady that I started seeing in my practice. And she came in and we were talking about some of the stresses that she was going through, you know, with health problems, with aging, and she was just, you know, feeling defeated with everything. And do you know, which I didn't realize that it was actually, you know, the turning point in her life, when I asked the question, you know, what do you do for fun? And she looked at me, she said, for fun? I don't do anything for fun. And the funny thing was, she said, listen, I never, never, ever do anything for fun. My parents, I mean, nobody ever did anything for fun. In fact, we were always working. And that's all that was instilled in me. Let me take a quick break and I'll be right back. Let's start right there with that lady about fun.
Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
So I think with that lady, what happened was, when I said that, all of a sudden, I say to her, do you know that it's all up to you to have fun, to do things for fun, to think fun, even if sometimes, you know, physically you might not be able to jump up and, you know, clap your hands in the air or something that people might think, you know, having fun is, you know, doing that. But you actually can create some fun in your day. And she says, you know, I never thought of it that way. Love it when people say that. The next session that I had with her, I couldn't stop her from talking about the things that she had done to have fun. At 74 years old, she had done so much in the week that she said, I couldn't even wait to come and tell you about that. So now our sessions start off with at least 5-10 minutes of her talking about what did she do for fun for that week. That's giving up your limiting beliefs. And that's how I got her to not think about the things that she couldn't do, the things that were difficult for her. But I wanted her to turn it around so that she can find things that will help her, you know, eliminate the limiting beliefs by having fun. Give up complaining. Give up your constant need to complain about those many, many things, people, situations, events that make you unhappy, sad, and depressed. Nobody can make you unhappy. No situation can make you sad or miserable unless you allow it. Maybe let me say that again. Nobody can make you unhappy. No situation can make you sad or miserable unless you allow it to. It's not the situation that triggers those feelings in you, but how you choose to look at the situation. So never underestimate the power of positive thinking. A lot of people, when you hear us talking about positive thinking, you always want to brush it off and say, ah, there they go with that positive thinking again. Ah, there she goes with that positive thinking again. It works. It changes your vibration. It changes the way you feel, the way you think. And all of a sudden, everything around you changes because your vibration has changed. Your feelings have changed. So everything starts to feel good and everything starts to get clear. You get clarity on what it is that you want to start. So give up complaining. Give up criticism. You know, I used to do that way. I see people and I look at people and I go, oh, look at him, oh, look at her, oh, look at them. And I didn't realize that that was actually being critical. And when you do that, you become a critical person and it's almost like you see something wrong with someone or with some people at all times. If you start looking at that, boy, did I shift that? I shifted it real quick because then I didn't want to see the bad in people. I wanted to see the good. As a result, it helped me a lot in this year when I worked at the library where I was working with the homeless. Because what happened is I didn't see their being homeless, their appearance as, you know, something that's the first thing that I want to talk about, see, or, you know about, which unfortunately for all of them that came there, the first thing they did was apologize. I apologize for the way that I look, but I'm homeless. I'm on the streets. I'm homeless. I'm in the shelter and I don't have anything. And they first apologized. But what helped me was I wanted to bring out, you know, that little spark in them, something that can give them just that little hope, you know. I wanted to just light up so that they can have a memorable experience of just sitting there with someone that cared, someone that wanted to see their spirit so that they can let their light shine no matter where they are or what their, you know, situation or circumstance is. And I'm so excited that I'll carry this for the rest of my life, where I saw and talked to people that, you know, even though some of them were hallucinating and, you know, had all these mental health issues, but for that moment that they sat down in the chair and talked to me, I was able to have a conversation with that we actually laughed, or they said, you know what, this was really a great experience just talking to you, even though I don't have a lot of things, you know, options that I have right now, but just talking to you felt great. So that's what happens when you stop criticizing or stop being critical of your own self, because sometimes that also will get in the way. Give up your need to impress others. I know I'll have to listen to this radio show and podcast when it comes to podcasts over and over again, because this is for me too. I used to have this, but I don't want to relapse. That's why I'm doing this show with all of you, so that I don't get to relapse and get back into the need to impress other people. Because boy, was I one of those people that loved to impress other people, because I didn't want them to say bad things about me and I wanted them to think that I'm a good person. Stop trying so hard to be something that you're not just to make others like you. It doesn't work that way. You don't have to do extra and you know, and more just so you can please other people. The moment you stop trying so hard to be something that you're not, the moment you take off all your masks, the moment you accept and embrace the real you, you'll find possible, you know, opportunities and options and things that open up for you. Because the reason why people get stuck in situations and places is because, you know what, they're afraid that what if it doesn't work? What if, you know, things don't come together for me? Well, guess what? Take a chance. Take a risk. Stop impressing someone. You only have one life to live. Make it the most and the best. Give up your resistance to change. Change is good, and I'll tell you that. I would change in a heartbeat, because I don't want to miss a moment of having changed and, you know, miss an opportunity. Change will help you move from A to B. Change will help you make improvements in your life and also the lives of those around you. Follow your bliss. Embrace change. Don't resist it, but plan accordingly. Do not just do it when things are not in place. Plan accordingly. Because with change, it means that some things will not work right away. So make sure that you plan accordingly. And sometimes you just have to take the plunge and fall anyway. So it's an amazing thing, though. You know, once you experience change, it's just, you know, something that you want to experience and see new things, new people, meet new people. And because now I'm excited. If I didn't take a risk and, you know, take a leap from Boston, I would never have met Malcolm. I would never have started, you know, doing the Dr. Sam show on this platform. So I'm so excited that it helped me to meet him and all the other presenters that I hear. Give up labels. Stop labeling those things, people, events that you don't understand as being weird or different. Try to have an open mind little by little. Because when you have an open mind, you never know what opportunities lie in those difficult places and difficult people. I'm a praying woman, so I have to pray about some people that I meet, and they're so hard, because then maybe sometimes I'm you know, the one that's difficult or the ones that's giving out, you know, I don't know. Maybe the way I look, feel sometimes. It doesn't happen often, but you just get some people that just don't, you know, embrace the fact that you're walking on this earth. And then that's when you turn around and look and say, oh, I didn't notice you either, you know. But I pray about everything. And, you know, when I do that, I find that it's easier for me to not label anyone, because we know what, as I said, I think we're all equal. When you look at that spirit, I look at a human spirit and want to talk to the spirit, to somebody's core of who they are. And that's what I try to touch, so that they can touch mine too. So give up on your fears. Fear is an illusion, as they always say. Oh, fear is an illusion. It is. I realize that now. It really doesn't exist until you create the fear. So it's all in your mind. And I realize that, and I tell you, not only as a mental health professional, but as a person that has experienced it, that fear is truly an illusion. So correct the inside of who and what it is that you think, and how you perceive situations, people, places. When you change that aspect, everything on the outside changes. The way you see things and do things, it also changes. So give up on fears. Give up your excuses. Send them packing and tell them they are fired. You no longer need excuses. I mean, a lot of times we limit ourselves because of the many excuses we use. Instead of growing and improving on ourselves in our lives, we get stuck lying to ourselves, telling ourselves that maybe it's not possible. And maybe so now, usually I have this look. If ever you get to meet me, I have this look. Because for some reason, people meet me, say hello, and they start telling me about the things that have not worked in their life. I don't know. Maybe I walk around with this, you know, sign, invisible sign that says, I'm a therapist, because people will start talking. But when they start talking and they're telling me what hasn't worked, most of the time I'm hearing excuses. But what I have to do is I have to listen first and then find a nice, gentle way of pointing out the excuses. Because a lot of people, if you start by saying, that sounds like an excuse to me, guess what they do? They start getting defensive. And all of a sudden now you have this, you know, push-pull conversation that says, no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. And I'm going, okay, your life. You know, keep telling yourself that and keep doing that, because they're all excuses. But I see that for those that take time afterwards to listen to what we've talked about, they'll notice that, you know what, it is excuses. So I say to you, if you're listening to this, whatever it is that has been getting in your way, whatever it is that you think, you know what, I don't have money, I don't have time, I have, you know, I'm not well, I'm sick. All those are excuses. There's a way around them. There's a way when you have your mind made up, nothing will get in the way. I always say there's nothing that will get in the way of a made up mind. Very true. Make up your mind. You'll notice that there are no excuses. Give up the past. I know. I know it's hard. Especially when the past looks so much better than the present and the future looks so frightening. It's hard. I know it's even more difficult for those people that have been in relationships and maybe now it's time to move on. It's scary, because then sometimes when you look back, it's almost like that cushion, that familiar grounding, that familiar person or familiar people, that's what you have enjoyed for all these years. Same with the job. Some people get scared to move on because then they're so familiar, because you know what? It's comfortable, but the future looks so frightening. But you have to take into consideration the fact that the present moment is all you have and all you ever have. The past you are now longing for, the past you are now dreaming about, was ignored and maybe was challenging. So you need to build a new future so that would be your past as well. So stop looking back and regretting for long. You can think about it, write it down, talk about it in counseling, and give yourself a deadline to say, you know what? After 6 sessions, after 1 year, after 3 months, I'm done. I'm not talking about it. I'm not thinking about it. It's done. I'm starting over. Because if you don't, then guess what? The issues, the thoughts, the feelings, the past hurts, everything will continue to take part in your life and impact the way you think, the decisions that you make. They will all be impacted. The new relationships that you might try to, to create, to have, they might be impacted because you have allowed the past to play a role and a part. So you want to give up your past. Give up attachment. Well, this is a concept that most of us, I find difficult to understand. So I have to tell you that, if I wasn't a therapist and learned about it too, when we were practicing, counseling, I probably would have had a hard time understanding it too. But the moment you detach yourself from all things, because attachment means that you're enmeshed with something, you're so much into people, places, things, so this one here is giving up so that you can get detached from all those things that are not working out for you and all those people that are not working out for you. You have to take yourself away to detach yourself from them. Because once you do that, you'll get to a place where you'll be able to understand that all things work together for your own good without even trying. But when you find yourself caught up around people, places, situations where it's stressful and it's not looking like you're going to be able to make it, then move on. Detach yourself. Give up living your life on other people's terms. That's a good one. We talked about it, earlier. But I wanted to emphasize, this one here as well. Because then I think for couples, you always have, a focus on something that you want to do as a couple, but don't forget yourself as an individual, that you have to do something that, fulfills your own expectations rather than just fulfilling the marriage. So you want to make sure that you have something that you also do for yourself. So give up just wanting to be a pleaser of your other partner. Okay. And one thing that I wanted to also have you give up is wasting time. When you have like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, if you have lunch, 30 minutes, an hour of lunch, did you know that if you take 5 minutes of that and just read a chapter of a book or listen to an audio tape or do something towards your goals, that goes a long way for you? Because 5 minutes, let's just take 5 minutes, okay? So if you take 5 minutes to program yourself that I'll take 5 minutes and read something, that means, 5 minutes of break each day is 25 minutes, let's see, if you break them up 5 minutes a day in 8 hours, you'll have 25 minutes, right? So 25 minutes times 365 days, if you take 25 minutes a day and then multiply them by 365, you'll have 9,125 minutes per year. That is professional development for you, personal development that you take for yourself. That goes a long way when it comes to growth and making yourself valuable. This one I had to learn the hard way, not valuing $1. You need to give that up. You have to value $1. In fact, I'm even to the point where I value 1 penny. Because I got to the point where I didn't have $1. I couldn't find where to get $1. And $1, when you value a dollar, $1, when you value that, it adds up. Yeah, and you also expand your mind to value the millions of dollars that you are able and capable of getting. Because most of us, when you see something for 99 cents or a dollar, oh, it's only a dollar, let me buy this. And the next thing you know, you're hoarding things and you have all these things because it was just a dollar. It's just $4.99, it's just $5.99. And those people that are rich or that have a lot of money, guess what they do? They take that dollar and invest it. They take that dollar and put it in a savings account. And before you know it, that dollar has accumulated. And yes, they have added on to their millions. So that's one thing that I learned this year. And I mean, it really hit home. I've been taught about it, but when I found myself without the money, then it hit home that yes, I need to value the dollar and do my budgeting and manage my money well.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Believing success will make you happy is something you have to give up. Because one of the enemies of happiness is being stagnant. You know, we buy things that make us happy and we anticipate that, you know what, when I have lots of money, then I'll get happy. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to be happy first before you even accumulate everything and find and get whatever it is that you want. You have to be at peace with yourself, joyful with yourself, happy with yourself. This one here is big, especially for, you know, especially for sisters, brothers that are single. You know, and you're looking for love. Look yourself in the mirror and tell me something. Would you date you? I find myself now laughing and talking to friends and saying, oh, I would date me in a heartbeat. And I don't even want to let me go when I date me. Which means I will only be around and be with people that enjoy my company, that I also enjoy their company. It has to be compatible. It has to be one. But it's not going to be something that I have to sacrifice and give up being me and enjoying me so that I can make it work, or we can make it work. So work on that. You know, if you're single, ask yourself, would you date yourself? Just had to throw that one in. You also want to give up believing you're not up for the challenge. It's amazing that people want to be successful. People put plans together and goals, and then they go, I'm just not up to the challenge. Oh, I'm not good enough. Because here's what happens. When you are not up to the challenge, that means you're procrastinating, right? But the longer that you procrastinate or avoid doing something, the more painful it becomes. It just means it's more stressful in your head, because now you're thinking, oh man, when am I going to have time to do this? Oh, this is tough, you know, because every time you're dragging your feet, then that means, boy, it's getting harder and harder to sit down and commit to doing what it is that you need to do. That's why you have to give up that, you know, mind frame of thinking that you're not, you know, up to the challenge, because that will eventually hurt you if you don't get to do what it is that you have to do. The other thing that you have to give up is, you know, let me see how I can say this one here. I think the quote by, you know, Tina Han says, there's no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. That's the best way I can say it. Because everybody, we all say, I want to be happy. What do you want to be? I want to be happy. But she says, there's no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. And most people believe that they must have money, love, time, house, whatever it is, car, in order to be happy, traveling around the world, and that will make them happy. But it says no, happiness is the way. So first you have to enjoy, you have to have compassion, you have to be peaceful, you have to be loving, you have to have fun, like I did with that other lady, find things that make you fun, and that's happiness. So you attract what you are. If you want the things that happy people have, then you must be happy to get those things. If you want things wealthy people have, then you must be and live wealthy to have those things. It's just the way that nature works. You also have to give up undervaluing what you have. This is where that gratitude comes in. When years ago they started going on this, you have to have a gratitude journal and write the things that you're grateful for, write the 10 things, 5 things, 2 things, 1 thing that you're grateful for. This was it. Because when you are grateful for what you have, for some reason it opens up, floodgates of more things to have for you to be grateful for. It's almost like the universe is waiting for you to say, "Oh, I'm so grateful for this. I'm happy for this. I'm grateful for that." And then it keeps dropping them like manna from heaven. It just keeps being dropped so that you can continue to be joyful. You can continue to be praiseful. You can continue to be excited about, things that are happening in your life. So give up, that undervaluing of, "Oh, I don't have enough. I don't have much," because you have a lot. When you start the gratitude, it helps you with that giving up your undervalue of yourself. You also want to give up classifying or categorizing your life. As human beings, we are well-rounded, inclusive, interconnected, which means our bodies, our spirits, our minds, they are all connected. Everything is connected. Every thought that you think is connected to what it is that is happening in your life, on who you are, your joy, your happiness, your money. I mean, everything is connected. Your health. I'll tell you a quick story. I was at work a couple weeks ago, and I went in, and this one lady, very nice young lady, she's probably like 58, and I walked in, and everyone was like, "Oh, how are you feeling?" And she was like, "Oh, I had to rush to the hospital again yesterday, and I got, a shot for pain because my feet and my back have been hurting." And the previous week, she had gone into the hospital for an asthma attack or something. So I remember looking at her and I said, "I think it's time for you to come to my couch." And she looked at me, she's like, "What couch?" I said, "In my office." Not the couch in my house, in my office. She's like, "Ah, you think I'm crazy?" I said, "No, ma'am. I just think there's something else that's going on with you, that you keep getting these illnesses and, your body is breaking down. But there's something that's going on with you that if you have time, just come, let's sit on the couch where it's nice and quiet and comfortable. And let's just put things together into perspective so that you can feel better and you can heal, because your body is calling to some relaxation of your mind or some things to get together." So needless to say, I have her scheduled, coming in this weekend for an appointment, and I'm looking forward to that. So you don't want to think, things that will demoralize you or that will affect your health. So try to monitor the things that you think about. Little things become big things. When one area of your life is out of alignment, every area of your life suffers. Although it's easy to push certain areas like your health, relationships to the side, you'll notice that they are all interconnected. Everything is connected. And that's why I think for us as therapists, we're always encouraging people to come in and talk and connect again, reconnect with themselves and reconnect with their spouses and reconnect with their children. It's just a nice way of, getting back on your balance to seek counseling or coaching. And by the way, I do that via the phone as well. For those of you that are listening in and are not in the Orlando, Florida area, you can always call me and we can set up something, or email me at drstem@americaoutloud.com. Because I know as I talk about these things, sometimes it stirs up, "Oh, I want to talk to somebody." You can always call me and we can schedule an appointment, because I do Skype and telephone coaching as well. You want to give up competing with other people. Remember, you are unique. You are a unique individual. Peter Thiel said, "When you read or look at most failed companies, they are the same. They fail to escape the competition." When you look at failing people that have failed, they are the same because they looked at other people and started competing with other people and wanting to do the things that other people are doing or how they were doing it, not remembering that they are unique individuals that can also create their own way and become successful or even better than those other people. I like the notion of being a competition to myself, that I want to exceed, you know, who I am and how I have lived my life so far, how I have done my programs, you know, this year and be and before, so that I can be better and do better. So the competition is always about me. I want to know what STEM can handle, what STEM can do better, and what STEM can do more of, so that I'm my own competition. That really helps, because then it takes away from competing with somebody else. The other thing is, you know, try giving up, you know, having it all, because every decision, you know, that you make and about, you know what, I want to have it all. Yes, you have everything you want, but you can't have everything at once. Because then if you want everything at once, your hands are in too many jars or you're juggling way too many, you know, balls in the air, and that's not good. That's going to exhaust you, but it's not going to keep you focused, and you're not going to be able to succeed in that. I was a culprit of that, and I knew this year to learn how to narrow it down and focus on one thing and, you know, be a master of one thing. Not a master of everything and jack of all trades, master of none. Ah, somebody say that to me one year. The Dr. STEM is a jack of all trades and master of none. I remember I was so mad. I was so angry. I said, why would he say this about me? But now I understand. I understand. With time and aging, you tend to reflect back and look back and see things and hear things and look at things. I now know better and I understand. And if I could meet that, you know, gentleman again, I would say thank you, because you saw that way before I could see it, that I needed to narrow it down. You want to also give up letting others determine how much you're worth. So most people, right, they say they want to be successful. But if they really wanted to be successful, they would just not talk about it year after year, day after day. Or, I want to do this. I want to open up a business. I got an opportunity at one time when I was in the library to talk to one lady that said, you know, I've always wanted to open up a cleaning business. And I said, okay, so what's getting in the way? Well, I don't even know. I don't know what to do. I said, how ready are you? Well, I'm ready. If I could do it, I could do it just now. I said, okay, I can help you open up a business. Do you have a name? No, but I can think of a name. I said, why don't you do this? Why don't you come back next week? Write down what the name of the business is. Write down what companies, places, people that you want to clean for, how many hours you want to clean a week, and, you know, see how much you want to charge and how do you get that. Sometimes you just have to Google and see what the running prices are, and then you figure out one that fits you. She sure did. Came back in, and the next appointment, which was the following week, she was a businesswoman. She's got a cleaning business which is running around, but for years she had just been talking about it. Well, life is a matter of priority and decision. And when it comes to money, especially in this free market that, you know, we are living in, you have to act. You have to determine how much money you want. You have to put that action into play and make sure that you get, you know, what it is that you deserve. In fact, in the book Think and Grow Rich, I'm sure most of you have read about it, Napoleon Hill invited readers to write down on a piece of paper the amount of money they want to make and to put a timeline on it. This single act will challenge you to think and act in new ways to create the future of your wanting if you do that. To just write how much you want by when you want it. For example, despite growing up so poor that for a time in his family, you know, they lived in a Volkswagen van. Jim Carrey, remember him? He actually wrote a check for $1 million and believed that in his future he was going to get that. Well, the rest is history. He got it and some more. Wow, I can't believe this. This is going fast. So as I wrap up, I just want to remind you to give up not having fun. You ought to have fun. You deserve having fun. Have fun. I have, you know, people now that I talk to and I say, just write somewhere, remember to have fun. Or just write, have fun. Put a little sticky, you know, in places that you can see it and remind yourself that you're worthy and you deserve to have fun. You deserve to earn money. You deserve to have a good life. You deserve to be successful. You deserve to be in love. You deserve everything that your heart desires. You have to write it down and you have to believe it, because we're ending 2017 and it's not over. With those 60 days, things can change and turn around for you, and you would never believe what happened. So don't miss out on the next 60 days, and don't miss out on the upcoming years of your life, because when you give up these things, you get more. As I title this show, Give Up and Get More. When you give up what's not working, when you give up some of these things that are just behaviors, the thoughts and being that you are, then you allow yourself to get more and you allow yourself to become more. So give up, get more.